Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. And, well, you've got two glasses for you and two glasses for me. And what I've
and
never
your
seen
favorite
before.
Spirit.
Yeah, rye.
Rye.
That's great. Who makes
your
this?
Your and my favorite spirit. Yeah. This is from Grand Traverse Distillery up in Traverse City, Michigan.
And a small batch rye.
Yes. Grand Traverse is basically the first Michigan distillery that started after the laws changed in 2006. So they've been in operation since 2007.
Wow.
Right, because you and I know from writing the Cheers to Michigan book that up until 2006, it was really hard to do distilling in Michigan. And then you could make brandy, but you couldn't make anything else. And so they were the first on the grain-to-glass train. So all the grains that go into their spirits come from a farm 11 miles away, and they've been doing that since 2007.
So you've got cocktail glasses here, and you've got, it looks like, little whiskey tasting glasses there.
Right. So I wanted you to taste this on its own because I also found this absolute treasure in my basement. And what I found was a bottle of this same rye, the Old George whiskey, 100% straight rye whiskey from Grand Traverse Distillery that I've probably had since about 2011.
Oh.
Somewhere in there. So this is one of their very early bottlings. And you and I both know that all Michigan whiskeys are lovely and they get better as the distilleries have more practice making them, right? We've tasted some first-generation whiskeys from Michigan distilleries that need some time, need some work. So I wanted you to taste this very first early version from Grand Traverse.
Okay.
And then we'll also taste their very modern version.
That's a decent whiskey for as early as it was.
I think it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's got a ton of flavor. It's very full-bodied.
A lot of vanilla notes, I noticed. Yeah.
One of the things they've been doing since the beginning is always using full-size barrels. You know, there's this big push to get the whiskey to market faster. And so they'll use small barrels to kind of accelerate that aging process. Mm-hmm. They'll do various little tricks and things. And they've been using large barrels from the beginning. And that longer, larger aging process just gives a different flavor to the whiskey than sort of doing the smaller barrels. You make it in a different way depending on what size barrel you're going to use it in. So that was 2010, 2011, and now we have the current 2020 version.
A lot of similarities in some ways, but it's a much smoother whiskey than the first one. It just feels really nice in your mouth. It's a nice finish. I'm not changing my mind about the first one. It was nice, but this is really good.
I think they're both fantastic. If I had to pick a favorite, mine is probably the older one.
Really?
I get a little bit more wood on the current version. And I talked to Angie Jackson, who's the brand ambassador for Grand Traverse, on one of my Tuesday night taste and talks I do on my Facebook page. And she said that probably back then this was a char level of 3 in the barrel, and now they're using a char level of 4. And so that would account for sort of that stronger wood flavor that I pick up. And then she also said this early one was maybe only aged 3 years, and now they're aging 4 years. So, but what amazed me is how consistent and how great both of these are.
Right. I mean, you know that it's from the same family, right? It's very, very close. So you've taken perfectly good rye whiskey, and now you put it in a cocktail?
Oh, come on, Lester. You like a Sazerac as much as I do. We love rye whiskey in cocktails.
What is this cocktail?
I am going to make an Old Pal. So you've heard of the Negroni, gin, Campari, sweet vermouth.
Right.
If you take out the gin and you put in bourbon instead, then you have a Boulevardier. If you take out the bourbon and you put rye instead and substitute dry vermouth for sweet vermouth, then you have an Old Pal.
Oh, okay. I have all these recipes that you've had in your classes, and I circled through it, but I don't think I've actually made that one yet. Probably the dry vermouth threw me.
Maybe. This comes from the same bartender as the Boulevardier. It shows up in the same 1922 book. There's a bunch of different recipes floating around on the internet, and so the one that's in my recipe collection that you have turns out not to be my favorite. I actually like it in its most classic proportion, which is just equal parts rye, dry vermouth, and Campari.
How do you make it?
Equal parts. put it in a mixing glass or a shaker tin, stir it. No citrus here, so lots of ice. Stir really well. Strain it into a coupe or an up glass and garnish it with some lemon twist.
It looks pretty. It's really nice. It's got that kind of red you expect from a Boulevardier or a Negroni, but it's lighter in color. It's a little, I won't say pink because it's definitely red, but it's not the deep ruby red because of sweet vermouth.
Right. It doesn't have that extra darkening. We've just got the dry vermouth in there lightening things up. Sure.
All right. Let's taste this. Well, you did a really good job with that rye whiskey, putting it into the old pal here because it's delicious. It's really nice.
It's really interesting to me. I just did an online rye class, and I used a different rye whiskey that I had when I was testing my old pal for it, and I liked it. But when I was thinking about what do I want to mix with this Grand Traverse one, this is exactly where my head went to. Because there's so much going on here with a full ounce of Campari, you need something that can really stand up to that. And then the dry vermouth has a lot of botanicals as well. And this is such a rich and full rye. I just thought it would play well with those other ingredients.
It does. It really does.
But in a really interesting way, it actually doesn't taste like I expected it to. It's always a great surprise when I mix a cocktail.
Yeah, I can imagine. And when you have a pleasant surprise, because too many times when I'm trying to make a drink, the surprises aren't so pleasant. So cheers.
Cheers.